This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about Bethel Church's response team helping victims of the California wildfires. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
As wildfires have ravaged the west coast of the United States, they've turned forests into charcoal and homes into ash heaps. The losses sustained by the western states have been devastating. A group from the Bethel Church in Redding, California, has been responding to the call to help their neighbors in need. Started in 2012, the Bethel Global Response, or BGR, has sent out more than 1,000 volunteers to respond, revive, and restore communities that have been devastated by disaster. They also provide life-saving physical assistance with the benefit of spiritual and emotional care. Carl Ladd, BGR's director, says that in times of disaster, people need both practical and emotional support. As Christians, we believe that God's love is demonstrated through action. In response to the devastating fires and the destruction in its wake, the BGR has deployed teams to help residents in Utah sift through the piles of ash, which is all that remains of their homes, to find meaningful remains like a wedding ring, medals, or badges. Team members also trained volunteers from 13 local churches on how to coordinate and conduct their own ash outs. The BGR is made up of administrators, engineers, medical personnel, counselors, teachers, and construction workers. They provide emergency food, clothing, shelter, materials, equipment, and financial resources. Fires have burned more than 100,000 acres in California and are still not contained. According to a California fire incident update, the fire continues to burn in grass, oak woodland, chaparral, and mixed timber. Hot and dry conditions are forecasted again for the evening, with a northeast wind developing across the area. The BGR has partnered with other ministries and organizations, from Joyce Meyer's Hands of Hope to Operation Blessing, and whoever else they can to help those afflicted by the wildfires. They are also helping provide other physical needs, like food distribution. As the victims of the wildfire catastrophe are trying to salvage the remains and rebuild their lives, pray that they can hold on to the promises of God found in Psalm 113. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sets them with princes and with the princes of his people. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.